Okay, let's unpack this a bit. Imagine a place like the Western Cape in South Africa, right? Really vibrant, growing incredibly fast. I mean, the population jumped from about 4.5 million to 5.8 million in what, just 10 years? Now, that kind of rapid urbanization, it brings advantages, sure, like maybe using resources more efficiently in cities, but it also creates huge challenges. You see the rise of informal settlements, food security becomes a real issue, resources get strained. So our deep dive today gets into this really interesting question from a 2017 feasibility study, basically asks, can we actually implement sustainable infrastructure solutions, like as a standard for municipalities? And crucially, can we do it without it costing a fortune or being, you know, less effective than the old ways? Get ready, because what this study found might genuinely surprise you. It kind of flips the script.
Yeah, what's really fascinating here is how they tackled it. It wasn't just abstract theory. They developed two clear concepts. One was sustainable infrastructure, and the other was just business as usual. And then they apply these concepts to actual pieces of land in two different places, the Swartland and Mossel Bay municipalities. That grounding in reality, that's what makes the findings so powerful, I think.
Right, that comparison is key. So let's drill down a bit. What did sustainable infrastructure actually involve in this study? Like, what kind of tech are we talking about, and what impact did they expect?
Good question. They looked at a whole range of sort of alternative technologies. So for utilities, for example, the sustainable model showed some pretty big drops in demand. We're talking like a 27% cut in water demand, things like rainwater harvesting, reusing gray water, that kind of thing, and an 18% reduction in energy demand. That comes from using solar panels, highly efficient lighting, so not just small adjustments, real shifts.
Lower operational costs, definitely. That makes sense long term. But here's the big question, isn't it? What about the upfront cost? The capital investment, that always seems to be the major hurdle for getting these things adopted widely. And did the study look beyond just the direct money side? Like, did it consider wider economic effects? Jobs, maybe?
Absolutely. And you've hit on a really important point. People often think sustainable means a higher initial price tag. But the detailed financial lifecycle analysis they did, it showed these sustainable options actually lead to significantly lower operational costs over their whole lifespan compared to the usual methods. So yes, maybe residents see a slightly higher cost initially for, say, maintaining solar panels, but that's more than offset by the savings and benefits down the line. And on your other point, the economic impact assessment also found something interesting. The sustainable option, it actually creates more short-term jobs during the building phase.
More jobs, really?
Yeah. So you get long-term savings and a short-term employment boost. Kind of a double win.
Wow, okay. That is a powerful combination. So if you put it all together, the costs, the benefits, the jobs, what did the final cost-benefit analysis say? Was it, you know, financially worth it?
This is where it gets really compelling. They used a 5% discount rate, which is just a standard way to account for how money's value changes over time, you know, inflation and all that. And at that rate, the sustainable option came out with a positive benefit cost ratio. It was 1.1 for Mossel Bay and 1.9 for Swartland.
Okay, what does that mean in like plain English?
Right. It means for every single rand that's the South African currency spent on the sustainable infrastructure, the study predicts you get back between R1.10 and R1.11 in benefits over a 40-year period.
So it actually makes money back, plus a bit more.
Exactly. It's not just breaking even. It shows real, tangible financial returns. It basically turns what looks like a cost into, well, a strategic investment.
So the takeaway here is pretty clear then. This deep dive shows that building sustainable human settlements isn't just about, you know, doing good for the planet. It can actually bring real financial rewards for everyone. Municipalities, building owners, and for you, the people living there, through lower bills for energy, water, and upkeep. And it really challenges that whole idea that going green has to be this expensive luxury. The initial cost doesn't even have to be higher.
It really does prove it. Through smart thinking, applying these kinds of sustainable solutions, we can actually hit economic, environmental, and social goals all at the same time. It's that holistic win, you know, where we really can become, as the saying goes, better together.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you to chew on. If sustainable infrastructure is proving to be more cost-effective, if it creates jobs, if it offers such clear long-term wins, what do you think are the biggest things still holding back its widespread adoption, you know, everywhere around the world? What are those hurdles?